It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh,
Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We got the Open Championship day one going on from Northern Ireland. You want to explain what just happened with old Popeye Arms?
So, Bryson was on the side of a hill trying to hit a ball like a billy goat. And then he swung and missed. Then he swung and it went dead left. And then he hit it on the green. He had to get up and down for double. And he did that.
He did do that.
Your boy McNeely just hit a birdie.
Yeah.
Two under.
Isn't that dumb? We don't have McNeely.
We don't have McNeely.
We have Russell Henley.
We have Russell Henley.
Yeah, Henley. My bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then
We have Russell Henley. We have Rory
Reed.
We have Patrick Reed.
Shoffley.
We have Shoffley.
Shoffley's, what is he now? One under? Even?
And yeah. Straka.
Seb Straka. Seb Straka, you got it. Like, the PGA and the Open Championship, you got to have a rando in there. Because there's been guys that just randomly won this tournament, because sometimes it's just the luck of the draw, where the, you know, sometimes you get, oh, here's anger management.
Wyndham?
Yeah.
Everybody calm down.
he is. Woo!
The NFL, we're getting closer to training camp.
Yeah, we are.
Camps going on right now. Von Miller, he is signed with the Commanders.
Assassin.
Yep.
Mercenary.
Hired gun.
So he's
gonna play like 25 plays a game. They're gonna give him like $3 or $4 million.
How much is he making?
Let me see.
Because there was 1 year he made $6 million a tackle. He had 5 tackles.
ESPN doesn't have his contract details. They just say
sign for much.
It was 1 year.
It's not a. He's just a 1 year.
1 year deal.
I never did that.
$30 million.
I never had a 1 year deal.
They loved you, Leroy. They wanted.
No, it wasn't that.
Najee Harris, update on him. If you guys don't remember, he suffered an eye injury and a fireworks mishap on July 4th.
Oh, he almost had a JPP?
Almost. But I thought the first reports were that he was going to be fine, but now they're saying that he is going to begin training camp on the non-football injury list, according to the Chargers GM.
Uh-oh. That was Rory?
Yeah, Rory's not having a good start.
I mean, he's even par, but he just hit a.
Well, you said he stunk at this court the last
well,
time.
Well, just the first hole.
No. But I thought you said that. I thought you said they struggled here last time.
He struggled because he made an 8 on the first hole of the tournament.
Today?
No,
the last tournament.
The last time he played there. So he never made the cut.
Let's see. Chargers general manager Joe Horitz said on Wednesday, nothing is set in stone. If Najee Harris is placed on the NFI list, he can return to practice when cleared by the team. He remains on the list after the roster cutdown. He will have to miss at least the first 4 games of the regular season. Multiple people were injured, and a friend of Harris lost fingers during a 4th of July incident.
JPP?
Can I just tell you? Let me explain something to you. I tried to make this very clear when I went and bought my fireworks. Right? I have a rule. No handhelds, no bottle rockets, no Roman candles. Because every time you buy something like that, people want to try stuff. I saw a video of guys dressed in mascot uniforms shooting Roman candles at each other, and one got shot in the mouth.
Because it went in the costume?
It went into his mouth. Like, I'm like, why can we not just enjoy good things? Why you got to try stuff? That's what, so, like, I have a rule. So we're not doing that. Fonz bought some bottle rockets, right? And he lit one, and the thing started whistling in his hand before he decided to let it go, and then it just fell on the ground because he was holding it while it was supposed to be going in the air. So I said, that's why we don't do stuff like that.
They're calling it a surface-level injury, obviously around the eye, the GM says, so I'm sure there's bruising and all that. We haven't seen him, so we'll get more clarity once he gets in here and our doctors see him.
Oh, so, which means it's probably a lot worse.
Oh, because
they put him on the PUP list, sight unseen.
Yeesh.
So how bad is it?
I don't think anybody knows.
Right! So when they evaluate him, I don't know if they already evaluated him. They've already determined what the injury is. Man, why are we can't have nice things. Why? You got to do, you know what? I got a pool. I'm not just going to play in the pool. I'm going to try to get on the roof and jump into the pool. Somebody always got to do something stupid.
Somebody lost a hand at this party, too. What the
hell
was
going on at
this
party? What kind of fireworks did they have? They say,
JPP, how do you explain it? You blow fingers, frame by frame it. That's what you just did.
You know what? They say, hey, you know those rednecks read last words? Hey, Bubba, watch this. Like, why we can't? Why?
It's easy,
you know
what that is? There's alcohol involved. People are drunk and they don't think with clarity. They don't even think with clarity.
Thanks,
Dave South.
You broke a mirror, cut fruit with a ruler.
That's fair. Yeah, that's
close
fair.
Set.
It was a close set. And it was a side view mirror, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know what that is, though? That's Najee Harris. Too much time in Alabama, you know?
Let me tell you something. Being from Louisiana, Alabama and Mississippi, where you go to get the good stuff. And where I lived, the Ninth Ward is only like 50 minutes from the border. So you go right into Mississippi, you don't even, look, it says, welcome to Mississippi, and the next sign you see is fireworks. You ain't even got to go all the way in Mississippi. You ain't got to go all the way to Alabama.
I mean, there's not really much to do in those areas, bro. So fireworks is going to keep the kids and everybody excited for at least a good 16 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. We
to one of them want to make it out of, I want to leave this small town. But yeah, it's going to keep them excited for 16 years. You know, little carnivals, little fairs, do little things like that.
Yep.
Yeah, those podunk states, man. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Hey.
But no, yeah, you shouldn't be holding fireworks like.
That's what I'm saying.
You should learn. Like, if you're, how does JPP's accident not just
immediately everybody?
Right. Like, tell everybody, you know what?
You're Najee Harris. Get your turtle, whoever that is. Whoever the guy is that's hanging around you, he holds the fireworks. And you got to tote them off, baby.
I just don't know, because here's the deal. He probably was the guy who bought all the fireworks. And so he's like, if I'm buying all the fireworks, I want to be the one, right? So the way I did it was I had my little piece of wood on my front yard. We had all the chairs, people sitting over on the side on my driveway, which is a healthy distance away from the middle of my grass, right? Me and Fonz were the only ones to light the fireworks. I say, y'all are here to see the fireworks. Y'all not playing with the fireworks. Stay away. We gave the kids sparklers, right? And that was that. And you just go from there. We ain't trying to, like, no.
Dade Sass says, remember when people were mad the Dolphins didn't draft him? Yeah. I mean, like, look. I'm glad that Tua likes a holiday like Christmas. Just admire the lights.
I mean, I just don't understand. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh,
why,
man.
Why?
Point
like,
four.
And here's the thing.
Witcher.
Here's the crazy thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what happened to JPP. And we all gave the cautionary tale of how fireworks are dangerous. And look at him.
Still happened.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, he was ranked number three by execs and GMs for receivers in the league, top 10 receivers in the league. He was behind Justin Jefferson, who was number two, Ja'Marr Chase, number one.
I would say this. Sense. I would say this. They must have the utmost respect for that dude based on what he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I will say, like, I can't, you know, like, look, this is the thing that's intoxicating about Tyreek Hill. And, you know, you just watch these workout videos of the offseason and you're just like, damn it. I just want to watch that guy play football again. And it's like, this is why he gets away with all the things that he does and all the behavior, because you just watch him do his thing and you're just like, he's the fastest thing I've ever seen on the planet.
Yes. Last night, for some reason, I got into this, like, wide receiver career things, mm-hmm. like marks and running backs. And I'm looking at his numbers. Dude, this guy gets three more 1,500-yard seasons. He's about to have 13, 14,000 yards as a receiver.
Yeah. It was interesting that Randy Moss said the other day when he was down here, he was saying that Tyreek Hill is not an all-timer. He's nowhere all-time is what he said. He said he's top five now, but he's nowhere all-time.
Well,
here's what
I would say, that if you go through wide receiver and go through history, right, to be considered in that group, he would have to have three more seasons like Vlad's talking about. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those guys, you could just chalk it up, right, till the end of their career, right? You could count on X, X, X. You could count on Chris Carter going to have you 90 to 110 catches, right? You could count on Randy going to have 15 to 20 explosive plays a year. And you could count on that like clockwork. You knew Jerry Rice was just going to be Jerry Rice. You know, there's a lot of receivers. You know T.O. was going to be T.O., right? If I say that about Tyreek, you ain't there yet. You ain't there where you can say, this is what I know Tyreek going to get me, right? You always have other questions you have to ask to see if he's going to get to that point. And I think that's where Randy's coming from, where when you look at, take the top 15 receivers in the history of football as far as right now, right? And you look at their numbers and you think about the player and you can say, yeah, I knew every year this was I was going to get. No drama, no this, no that. Just straight numbers.
Time out.
What?
Terrell Owens.
Off the field? Yeah, drama.
Drama on the field, too. Yeah. Sidelines.
Yeah, but guess what?
Oh, yeah, yelling at people.
But guess what?
Uh-huh.
But guess what?
Uh-huh.
You can still count on those numbers.
So you still can count on those Tyreek numbers?
Can you?
Yes!
What happened last year?
1 year?
I'm just.
And he might have been hurt. Like he might have had a legit injury.
I think he was hurt.
So then, if you're hurt, your quarterback doesn't play. Like I don't want to bail him out and everything. Shoot him any bail, but I mean we're doing that by what you're saying. There's a lot of players that's in the top 16 because I was looking at those numbers and there was a lot of players that. Yeah, they were, you know, they had some drama. They were divas.
But put it this way.
That's what
you can say what you want about. You can say what you want about Terrell Owens, and I think he was in a lot of places just a cancer. I'm not going to mince words, right? We all saw the issues. I mean, from trashing your quarterback to your organization.
It's
to
my
whatever.
Quarterback.
Right. But I would say this.
They're playing a broken leg, though.
Right. Like, so when you say, and I'm a say this, Vlad, I will forget last year and I would chalk it up to injury and I would chalk it up to that a boy, right? You gave us everything you had. I am big on that. I'm big on if a guy gives you what he has hurt, right, and he's banged up, if that is the reason why, then when you get healthy, you need to ball out. Will we agree with that? If his numbers are similar to what they were last year,
oh, yeah, then
we're going to have a different conversation.
Yeah, they also think we're,
but I'm going to say, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and also, like, it's interesting because Randy Moss says, well, he's nowhere all time. And when you're Randy Moss and you're top five all time, like, you know when Deion says, like, there should be two different wings of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's kind of like when you're talking about Randy Moss saying you're not anywhere all time, it's right. not saying that Tyreek Hill's not going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's
but
just saying he's not top.
Is he top 10? Is he going to be remembered as a top 10
okay.
all-time receiver?
He very well. Here's what I would say. I would compare Tyreek to Randy in this aspect. Two of the most explosive wide receivers I've ever seen. Right? Can we? I'm talking about explosive. As at any point in time, I'm out. Right? I can't think of other guys. I know other guys have had big plays. Right? But when I say explosive, like just all of a sudden they're running down the field scot-free. Right? I think that's what those two have in common. I would say to this point, the difference between the two is Randy has had a whole career and he's looking back and Tyreek is still in the middle of it.
For sure. And that's going to be the interesting thing with him because...
Because they said, let's be clear. They were saying the same stuff about Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, we are all looking at the final results of Randy Moss, Hall of Famer, all this stuff. But while it was going on, we wasn't talking about Randy like we were talking about, like, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice, every year Jerry Rice played, you would say, the best. This guy's incredible, right? There was no time.
I mean, part of a dynasty, too. Like, Randy's right. whole thing is, like, obviously you guys were part of the greatest, one of the greatest offenses of all time. You guys didn't get over the hump because of a kicker. But, and then he was part of that incredible Patriots team.
Yeah,
like, so you're talking about, like, two of the great, he is
the
best weapon
offense.
On two of the greatest teams of all time.
Right.
And neither of them won.
Right.
Like, that's, right. you know, mm-hmm. and so this is, that's the thing with Randy. And Randy had this weird lull in Oakland that everybody kind of holds right. over as like, oh, he wasn't the same guy.
He wasn't.
Tyreek Hill, you know, this is going to be interesting because, yeah, I don't think he's cooked. But, he's just like, how do you go from 1,800 yards to 900? Like, it was such a drop-off right. because of what happened last year. I got to feel like the Dolphins are going to get back to we got to get this ball, the guy, the ball. No, you know, no bones about it. Like, and we talked about that with Mike McDaniel. Like the idea of like we know that there was a point that they focused on getting him the 2K mark. And I'm not suggesting that necessarily has to be the case because it did feel like, hey, he ended up getting that injury against the Titans and he wasn't the same guy the last four games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, like you telling me this, you would be surprised if Tyreek Hill throws up 1,500 this year? Like, no way.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying he can't. But I'm saying, like, I am one of those people that, to Vlad's point, when we started this conversation, if he has two or three more 1,500 yard seasons, then we're having a different conversation.
Yeah. He's entering what, his 10th season, and he has already 11,000.
He'll probably be
11,098 yards.
He'll probably be in the doorstep of like the top 25 all time this year on total receiving yards.
No, he'll be.
He'll be closer.
What's top
10?
What's top 10?
Top 10 right now is like 12,000.
Top 10, you got to have 14,000.
Yeah, really? So two more years that he's talking about, that puts him right there.
If he has two 1,500 yard seasons,
that puts him right there.
He's at 14,000. He's over 14,000.
Yeah, there's some other guys though that he has, like Mike Evans. I don't know if Mike Evans is going to slow down. So like,
God, Mike Evans, what 11 straight years of 1,000 or
so?
10
he's got some active guys that he's still like that are in there the mix too.
I looked at the numbers. Right, there's only what Jerry did is crazy. Jerry has 22,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
almost 23.
Almost 23. So from the receivers that are out now, the only guy that has a chance would be Justin Jefferson.
Wow.
Because in 5 years, he has almost 7,500 yards receiving yards.
Right.
So he's
averaging 1,500.
He's averaging 1,500. Remember last year, he missed six games, and he still got 1,000 yards.
Right.
So him and Ja'Marr Chase are the only two that have a chance. But to get into the Hall of Fame, if you get 15,000, you're pretty much in. Yes.
If you get 14,000,
I think.
But here's the problem with Tyreek, is it going to be one of those situations where we look at it kind of like we did T.O., where all of the other stuff, you're going to focus on that and not the, just the football? Right? Because he's had a lot of stuff now. He's had some things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm looking at the, they're doing actually tiers yeah. of wide receivers.
They put him,
right
yeah,
now.
They put him almost elite.
You're putting Puka Nacua over Tyreek Hill right now?
Yeah. Because of, they just go my last season, bro.
I guess. All right.
Jalen Wright talked about Tyreek's.
Yeah, we'll get to that. He was asked about these comments on NFL Network. We got to take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 o'clock here. Mix things up later on this hour. If you guys want to go see the Counting Crows, they are bringing their The Complete Suites Tour to Hard Rock Live on July 22nd. We're giving you a pair of tickets if you guys want to go. So keep on listening. We'll give you your chance to win. Keep on listening for details on how you can win. But we'll give away those pair of tickets to Counting Crows before the end of today's program. We got one more pair to give away tomorrow as well as your Miami Dolphins. Almost here to training camp, everybody. You almost made it, everybody. We'll get to camp, and then we'll get the Goosies over some camp highlights, and then we'll hit a lull, and then we're going to have Eric Azukama do something that'll make me think that he's Jerry Rice, and then he won't be Jerry Rice, and then I'll believe in Connor Tanner, and I'm going to think that he's the next coming of Rob Gronkowski, and then he won't be Rob Gronkowski, and then I'll believe that Julian Hill is going to be the next George Kittle, and then he won't be George Kittle. I love camp. That's what I love about camp. Get your hopes up. That's what it's for. You should get your hopes up. You don't want to go into camp. I know we got a bunch of Eeyores out there right now. Rightfully so. They've done that. They've gotten us all gloomy and doomy and Winnie, you know.
Can I just say this? If we go through all the preseason and we get to the first game of the season and we start talking about our little wagers, and you come at me with an anytime Julian Hill touchdown, what? It's go time.
Why?
It's go time. Let it go.
He's going to have oh, – I'm a little. Here's the thing with Julian Hill I'm a little scared of, to be honest with you. Not that he can't catch, that he has, you know, rhinoceros hooves as a hand. Do rhinoceroses have hooves? Or do they just have
I'll
feet?
Check.
I don't know, because if a rhinoceros is running at me, the last thing I'm thinking about is his damn feet.
I'm scared of rhinos, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm you worried about his feet?
They have him at Lion Country Safari in Palm Beach.
I'm going to tell you, after watching some videos.
Yes, they do.
They're considered hooves? That's what they're considered?
Yes, rhinoceros have hooves. They are classified as odd-toe ungulates, meaning they have an odd number of toes on their feet and are equipped with hooves.
That's exactly how he plays football, with odd-toed ungulates.
Specifically, rhinos have three toes on each foot.
You tell me that Julian Hill doesn't play like he has odd toe ungulates.
Can I just say this? I've watched enough videos of hippos. Like, they're terrifying.
I don't even know what hippos' feet look like. What are the
who cares? Thing? They open their mouth up like a dumpster truck.
Yeah.
I never liked the Hungry Hippo game, bro.
Really?
Never liked it.
They have giant ones now at the arcades. The kids love them.
The really? Kids love them, no. But hippos are ugly, and they got nasty teeth, and rhinoceros, no, I don't want to mess with those.
I like a pygmy hippo. A pygmy hippo can be adorable.
What, a little one?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, dude.
You know that famous one, Mudang?
No.
On TikTok? I love that one. Adorable. He's all slippery like an eel.
Dude, let me tell you something. That's where me and you are mostly different.
My point being is Julian Hill, I need him and his anytime touchdowns to still be in the 1500 range. Like, that's where I needed Hard
Rock. Oh, it's going to be in the 50.
I hope so.
It might be more.
There were games, Vlad, last year where he was like getting to the like the plus 1000. I'm like, who is betting on Julian Hill, dude, besides me?
I remember the Buffalo game.
Hippos are the most dangerous creature in the world, responsible for more human deaths per year than any other wild animal.
So why are humans going to try to mess around, you know, pet hippos? Why?
I've seen hippos literally fight every animal in the jungle.
Except for lions.
No!
They fight, yeah. I mean,
everything.
No, you know what? Don't get a gang of hippos. Lions can't mess with a gang of hippos.
Can lions swim? I know, like, jaguars and tigers can swim. Do lions ever mess with the water?
Or is it just because of their hair?
They're in the Serengeti. There's not that much out there.
They probably say, I just washed my hair. I just washed my mane.
Plus, you got to deal with those saltwater crocs, too. You know, those Nile crocodiles? Oof. Scary.
Well, so in New Orleans, we had crocodiles. We didn't have alligators.
So who's going to be the guy that you want to bet then? Like, are you going to, can I bet on Malik Washington? I need somebody with some juice to him.
Listen, we're going to take a whole different approach. We're not betting parlays.
What?
We're just betting.
For football?
Yeah.
That's, what?
How many times do you win?
Very little.
Okay.
But I have so much fun.
So so what we're going to do is we're going to get our nest up, right? We're going to save some acorns. Then when we know more about the season, then we do some parlays.
No, there's some anytime touchdowns that you can pick. Like Devon Achane should be an anytime touchdown.
Yeah, but it doesn't pay much.
Well, it depends.
I'm looking at Malik Washington right now. I'm like, that guy's going to score some touchdowns unexpected early.
Who?
Malik Washington.
Yeah, he is the – well – I personally think that dude they just brought in tight end.
Waller?
Waller's going to have number goal line touchdowns.
We believe in Darren Waller. Like, I just can't.
All they got to do is be tall.
So was
Who would you, wait, who would you rather throw
to? Hold on,
to?
Dude. So,
who would you rather throw to on the 5-yard line?
The
Waller
fade?
or Tyreek Hill?
The fade?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
Okay, so you think they ain't going to send him? Like, man, look. Here's the problem that I have had the last couple of years. I know Mike McDaniel knows these things. He's a smart football coach. I should not be able to look onto a football field that he is coaching and come up with suggestions like this that he hasn't already covered.
Trevor,
I shouldn't.
Trevor said, I'd rather throw to prime Leroy Hoard than Darren Waller that took a year off.
He took a year
football.
Off and he made music videos
but guess
about
what?
His ex-wife.
He's still tall.
Point.
You know what, dude? So is Robbie Chosen. How'd that work out for us?
By the way, I need to talk to Omar about that, man. Omar caped for Robbie Chosen Anderson as if he was the second coming of, like,
look,
Nate Moore.
Like, you know what?
Like, you know, like
they hung out in the club one week.
Like, that's definitely what happened. Yes. I'm like, dude, why? No, if they give. I saw Chosen. He was a Jet.
Omar has his guys. He's got him. He's got Jarvis Landry. He's got Xavier Howard. I respect it. It's kind of like me and Michael Beasley. Like, I'm always going to. I think Michael Beasley could come to the Heat right now and drop 15 a game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to think that. I don't care.
But
it doesn't matter.
That craziness. That's not crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
What, Michael Beasley?
He's playing the NBA.
It doesn't matter. Michael Beasley, there are just guys who were born to put the ball in the basket. He's one of them.
I'm telling you, they need to have Michael Beasley
now,
one-on-one
games.
I did
see him
weekend.
On three on the big three. He's a little cuckoo.
Dude, he's nuts. Hey. He looks like he's possessed.
Hey. That With guy's the, had a long, tough life.
Tough? Yes, that's true. I'm no, but he's like... Vlad, I haven't seen him like this on the court. Like, he looks like he's trying to take souls on the court.
Yeah, because
with the
this
crazy
is,
eyes.
But that's because everybody thinks they're better than him one on one, and he wants to challenge everybody. He sees a. Listen, sometimes when you see this is your another 15 minutes of stardom.
I'm glad that he's
you're
getting
gonna jump on that.
No, I'm glad that Michael Beasley's getting some level of folk hero to him. Like that.
Right.
There's something about that that's beautiful because I really truly believe that this man in another universe is an MVP. I really do.
Somebody said, can the Finns sign Moondang to replace Eichenberg?
Point for Twitcher.
I know you guys don't want to hear this. And I've told you this, and you almost threw up in your mouth.
Hey.
The reason why Eichenberg is here is because he can play multiple positions.
I don't want to hear about it.
And everybody has a couple of those guys.
I don't want to hear
So, wait, you could play multiple positions badly? That's you give a guy
again,
a cookie?
Here. You just want him to be a filler. You don't want him to have to start like he's had to.
He's just – you know what he is? He's just the guy in the office everybody loves. That's all he is. You know, and you just don't have the heart to get rid of him. That's what it is. He's like the guy in Office Space with the stapler.
We worked with somebody like that.
Because I feel like, all right, they got the dude from the Titans, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He's tall. He's like 6'2".
Yeah, you're not getting plus with him.
No, I'm not getting too much juice with him. He's probably going to be like a plus 300 guy, if I had to guess.
There's a reason why your guy, Julian Hill, was plus 1,500.
I know.
Because he never caught touchdowns!
He still hasn't scored one.
Dude,
he came so
one.
Close.
You know what game, right?
What is this, 3 years?
That was the
Two
Buffalo
years,
game.
3 years?
He was right there.
And he fell down.
I'm like, covering the team, I'm excited for my boy. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is it. Julian Hill. Tobin's going to be a genius. He'll never let us live this down. But he's also going to have some money. He's going to be rich. Nah, they messed it up, man. He just slipped. And the ball was coming to him. He was all alone.
He has zero touchdowns in 2 seasons, so he's going on to year 3. Last year, he had 12 catches on 19 targets for 100 yards. Average 8 yards a catch. And no touchdowns. His longest game was 17 yards. He had a fumble.
That's what you need. Not only did he score a touchdown, but he stopped the team.
2 fumbles, no touchdowns in 2 years.
Ooh, he checked one word. Chase Claypool.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, I just got punched in the stomach.
This ain't why you got to bring up some old stuff. OBJ. Woo! Every time I see Marcos, I want to kick him in the junk over there.
Oh, I told you guys, you're getting fleeced. I said it.
Should have known when I was watching Love Island. I saw more of him on Love Island than I did on the football field.
Yep.
Schmeathan said, did this idiot just say one word, Chase Claypool?
Yeah, it's 2 words.
Evan 11 says, first touchdown of 2025 will be Julian Hill. Mark the tape.
Minus.
So is Evan 11 telling me I should not only bet anytime touchdown, I should bet first touchdown Julian Hill? But that counts for opponents too, yeah? I'm just going to go with any time. I'm not going to get stupid.
No, don't be stupid with first time.
Hey,
but
the first touchdown of the season will be Tyreek or Jalen.
I cannot wait until I get the first Julian Hill is balling out in camp. I'm going to be so excited.
I think you're
No,
wrong.
You're not.
I'm
going to
be so excited.
Guy. Wait.
When
Vlad,
Devon Achane will get the first touchdown
even,
of the season.
Even with your team, the Jets.
Yes.
There's always those one or two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, the same name comes up balling in camp.
Yep.
When I was in Cleveland, you know who that guy was?
Who?
Keenan McCardle.
Oh, Thunder.
Right? And then he went to Jacksonville. And
baller.
Was, and
well, no, he got, you know how they, so here's what would happen. He would make the team until the last cut. Then they would cut him. He would go somewhere else. Get some, you know, time, ball out a little bit. They would cut him. He would come back. And in the last 5 games of the season, every year for the Browns.
He'll ball out.
Ball out. 4 touchdowns, 200-yard games, or whatever. I'm like, this guy can't help us, right? How he ended up in Jacksonville was expansion draft. And Jaguars picked him up. And he was unbelievable with them. He ended up with almost 1,000 catches.
Dade South says it right. He says Tobin loves Eazy in preseason. Eric Ezukama is going to look like Randy Moss in preseason.
Wait, we know, everybody knows, you're going to hear somebody who's writing about the Dolphins talk about one or two players, and it's going to sound like you can't remember if this last year or this year.
Like, they're going to get into those fourth quarters, Vlad, with Quinn Ewers. And Eric Ezukama is going to be like, this dude's going to be bagging groceries next week. Just throw it on up. I'm going to cook
God.
Him.
I think I'm covering the team again. Thank God it's only went home preseason, and it's the last game of the season. Because having 2 preseason games watching all the Quinn Ewers.
I don't think you're going to see anybody play because you know what the new thing is, right?
What's the
new
thing?
It's the joint practices.
Joint practices.
Yeah.
So they're doing joint practices with everybody this year, so you're not going to see anybody in these preseason games.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. No way.
They play 3 preseason games.
Well, you'll see your boy Zach Wilson.
Against, and they practice against all 3 of them.
We're gonna see Zach and Quinn.
We're going to see a lot of Zach and Quinn. Yeah. A lot of Zach and
so,
Quinn.
So let me ask you this, Leroy and Tobin. With one, they're about to add another game soon. Yeah. And it's only going to be 2 preseason games.
Just what we need.
We're not going to have what's the point of having preseason games?
You need to, here. The The point of preseason is to get some live action, because even if you have joint practices, people aren't tackling and people aren't, you know, learning how to brace yourself for tackling. And that was one of the things I had to go through camp, right? Like, if I was going to carry the ball 15 times during training camp and we played a series where I just ran straight down the field, I would say, I need another series. They go, you did well. I'm like, I didn't get tackled. I didn't have to avoid a hit. I didn't have to. And so there's certain things you have, especially for me. If my first contact was during the regular season, you best believe I'm coughing that thing up. It's something about getting hit.
Don't be so hard on yourself, man.
No, I'm telling you. You got to prepare for that. Like, wide receivers, during camp and during minicamp, we would have a little pen and a piece of paper because we wasn't doing nothing, you know? And we would write numbers down. They go, why are you writing the numbers down? I say, because you see that guy doing that incredible one-handed catch across the middle of the field? I want to see how he catch the ball when he can get knocked out. And lo and behold, he had a 7-2 reach on Saturday.
Is that the sound of alligator arms?
Yeah, I can't. Curled up. See, just stick that little short arm out and fall on the ground. They didn't even get hit.
We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Vlad on the board today, producing for us on this little shindig here on a Thursday. It's looking like it could be a little ominous down here later on the windowplex.
Yeah, when Leroy gets back, we'll get a weather update, but yeah, it looks like it's going to come down pretty hard.
Yeah, it's been brutal lately with those torrential 25-minute pours. That's what we got going on right now. But let us get to the mixed bag. The mixed bag, always entertaining. And first off, we'll hear a little bit from Jalen Wright. Jalen Wright is going into his second season, Miami Dolphins running back out of Tennessee. And last year had his first season. Dolphins, of course, had Raheem Mostert still. And I think a lot of people excited. Jalen Wright also one of those super fast running backs. A little bit bigger than Devon Achane. So excited to see what he's going to bring. The Dolphins, of course, also adding Ollie Gordon to the backfield this year from Oklahoma State, who had a huge season a year ago. This past season he wasn't as good. So
I like there's a couple of guys that bring some youth and some physicality to that position, and I think with the guys that they brought in, offensive linemen, running backs, tight ends, I think they're making a conscious effort to be more physical up front.
Let us hear from Jalen Wright. He was on Good Morning Football yesterday on the NFL Network, and he was asked about the Randy Moss comments about Tyreek Hill, and this is what he had to say.
Randy Moss is out here, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time, talking about where Justin Jefferson ranks and Ja'Marr Chase. And now he's saying that Tyreek Hill, while he may be a top five receiver, he's nowhere all time. How does that make you feel about even just the concept of ranking players currently, but what makes playing with Tyreek Hill special on offense?
Tyreek draws a lot of attention. Wherever he's at, he's going to draw attention. People got to respect him. I definitely feel like Tyreek can be somebody that's in the Hall of Fame. I feel like Tyreek is a great guy, a great receiver, a great player. He's hard to handle. I mean, speed can't teach. So, I kind of don't agree on that. I feel like Tyreek is something very special. He already something special, but definitely feel like he can work his way to a Hall of Fame.
He's for sure making the Hall of Fame.
So he's but here. I think we're misinterpreting what Randy is saying. Randy's saying
he ain't me.
He ain't there yet.
I kind of felt like it. I felt like Randy Moss was saying he ain't me. I think that's what it was.
He's basically like Tobin said, like Prime says, there's Hall of Famers and Hall of Very Good. I'm not trying to say he's Hall of Very Good. He's definitely a Hall of Famer, but
it's got yeah.
Can I just say this? In fairness to Randy and Tyreek, The same thing was said about Randy after the first few years of his career by an older receiver, right? It's not, it's like once you get in the Hall of Fame, right, then like looking at somebody that has played a lot of the years you played, but not the full, you know, career to turn and look back on, that's kind of where that is. And and I remember other wide receivers saying the same thing about Randy.
Randy Moss is so great, he's got his own football game named after him that kids play at practice.
Yeah.
They play Moss. Like, like it's like the, you know, the game everybody, like, that's how
you throw it up and two people go and get it. Right.
Like, it's so I understand. It's a different, he's a different bouncer.
But I understand what Randy's saying because I heard guys say that about him. And I'm like, if he ain't elite, right? But it's coming from a place of, yeah, I put 12, 13, 14 years at this. I'm not going to look at a guy that's been 8, 9, or 10 and say, oh, yeah, we're there. That's it. It's not a knock on Tyreek. Everybody thinks that Randy Moss, and they put this twist on it to make it sound like Randy Moss is throwing shade at Tyreek. He's not. All he's saying is, which is a fair assessment, is that if you're going to compare Hall of Famers, let's at least wait until they get the same number of reps.
Manny Pacquiao is fighting this weekend in Las Vegas. He is fighting Mario Barrios. And this was Manny Pacquiao from the boxing news. He was on the podium yesterday. And, you know, he says that he is going to entertain the crowd.
I've been a challenger for many times, and the same feeling, like I'm excited, excitement that to get the belt, to win the fight. I know Barrios is a champion. He's a good fighter also. But on Saturday night, our job is to give enjoyment and satisfaction to the fans, you know, entertain the fans, like, you know, like a real fight. Not fight like, you know, boring fight.
I mean, one of the most entertaining fighters of all time, dude.
Hey.
Nah, he was trying to say something.
You know what's amazing?
Hmm?
This is basically, you want me to break it down for you? Right? Now, you have your way of breaking down stuff.
Hmm?
Leroy's going to break it down for
break
you.
Break it down.
Don't get in that ring and try to avoid me and tap, tap, move. We fight. So you better bring it. That's what he just told Barrios.
I don't think Barrios will. Barrios got an entertaining style. He's, you know.
Because the one thing I'll say about this man, he throws a million punches.
Yep.
I have never, like, and maybe it's because he's a little tic-tac. You know, little guys throw a lot of punches.
Yeah, you go tell Manny Pacquiao he's a little guy.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah,
go tell him. He is a little guy.
Go. All right. But you tell him he's a little guy.
The facts are the facts.
I'm just saying. You go tell him that.
Okay.
And before you say little, two left punches are coming right at you, man. Two left-handed punches are coming right at you.
I got you.
Well, that's the thing I always wonder with Pacquiao, right? Because, like, Pacquiao hasn't had knockouts in a long time, but he always will put somebody's ass on the canvas because nobody can see him from that short southpaw stance. Boom. Usually in the first couple rounds, you're on your ass because he's like, you're like, yeah. The hell did that come from? Like
six punches came out.
Yeah, like I didn't see it. It's just like it's that.
Isn't it very similar to Canelo? Canelo has that thing too, where like, boom, oh, because that's what happened.
Yeah,
with Munguia.
Usually with like a hook.
Yeah, know, with Munguia, boom, down. Yeah, I mean, Vlad. I never heard so many people root against Canelo.
Mm-hmm.
They were like Munguia, Munguia, the whole crowd, right? And then Canelo went boop boop. Canelo
switched.
Oh, they changed on him?
They just because they're both Mexican. They're both Mexican. So they just switched. I'm like, wow. Toby, you hear this?
It was crazy. I was not expecting that. I thought it was right. But from what you know, people were telling us, like, you know, you get to a certain part of fame as a fighter, they kind of think you sell out, you're not the same guy, and they think that, you know, Munguia is like the true Mexican, and then the crowd, listen, they got to go home happy no matter what.
Yeah.
It was, But it was a hell of a performance by Canelo in that one. And I would say Barrios, I don't think he's not in a ton of boring fights. He usually will come forward. He will bring
action. Who do you like?
You think? I like Pacquiao.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talked into it. I can't help it.
You see, I got to be careful with you. Because Vlad, my man over here, he gets the feel goods and the goosies.
I love him.
And then he just bet him.
I can't.
Right?
I can't.
He don't bet real. He don't bet real.
Guess what?
He don't bet reality. He bet the goosies.
I agree with you.
Right? I can't help it.
I agree with you. Listen, I'm sorry. If you're a great, and I loved you, because I think you are the great, like one of the greatest of the greats, I'm going to root for you forever.
Right.
I'm the dumbass that thought Mike Tyson was going to fight Jake Paul and beat Jake Paul. Oh. I feel like they sedated him and he didn't realize, Mike, don't mess up the money. I need this. But I'm always going to believe a great story. My dumbass still believes LeBron can win a title at his old age. You know why? Because he's a great. So, yeah, I think Pacquiao knocks out Barrios on Saturday, wins the title, and then sets up Mayweather-Pacquiao too.
The only thing I'm scared of, Vlad, with him is he's always had the propensity to cramp up with those giant calves of his. Like, he's always had leg problems. And then,
older now. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm like, I hope – stay hydrated, champ. Stay hydrated, champ.
Dude,
I'm hoping that he's –
that might be one of the most ridiculous. That's why – like, I've heard a hype man – too much. That was too much. And it was all your fault.
Yep. That's fair. Well, he wasn't happy with me because I was at the Versace mansion and that was after the brawl all happened. Yeah. He was not happy with it. He's like, I recognize that guy. He thought it was I guarantee Floyd Mayweather thought it was a Jake Paul plant. I guarantee it.
Really?
I guarantee it. He thought it was a Jake Paul plant.
Right.
Anyway, that's the mixed bag. We'll take a break. More to come after this.